Married at First Sight. Chapter 4263. The old lady York said, "Elora, Tatum has his reasons for keeping quiet. When you go back, don't argue with him, just talk things through." Elora smiled. "I won't argue with him. I already suspected this outcome. I just came here to confirm it." Since she had anticipated it, she was mentally prepared, making it easier to accept. "Tatum didn't intentionally hide his identity, did he?" the old lady York asked. "After what happened with Zachary, his brothers should have learned from his mistakes." After a brief pause, Elora replied, "He didn't deliberately hide it, but he also didn't go out of his way to say it. If I hadn't asked, he wouldn't have told me." She had investigated Tatum twice and still hadn't uncovered his true identity. Elora felt a bit embarrassed about it, almost ashamed. The old lady York defended her grandson. "If you didn't ask, he had no reason to tell you. He can't just go around announcing to everyone that he's the sixth young master of the York family in Wiltspoon and expect special treatment." Elora chuckled. "That's true. If you had known he was the sixth young master of my York family, would you still have hired him?" the old lady York asked curiously. Elora replied, "Yes. He applied for the job, and his background had nothing to do with it. As long as he could cook well and his food satisfied me, I would have hired him no matter who he was. To be honest, I think the sixth young master is more passionate about cooking than chasing after a wife." The old lady York smiled. "Has his cooking improved? Help him refine his skills. The more he values you, the more he'll be drawn to you." She knew her grandson well. If Elora didn't challenge Tatum, he might not fall for her. He could end up rejecting the match, just as Evan had done before. "Elora, you and Tatum are a great match. When you go back, talk to him. Enjoy a happy, sweet romance. Work is important, but take some time to date Tatum. Go out, spend time together, fall in love." Elora's face flushed. She had no experience with romance. She had never even imagined being in love and had no idea what dating felt like. Was love really sweet and joyful? She liked Tatum, but she was always so busy with work that she never had time to explore what it meant to love someone. "Old Lady York, stop teasing me," Elora said. The old lady York shook her head. "I'm not teasing you. I'm telling you to balance work and life. Don't spend all your time working, you'll never make enough money to feel satisfied. Learn to relax. You've already survived the hardest times. Now, it's okay to slow down a little." She took Elora's hand and said with concern, "Look at you, you're too thin. You're overworking yourself." Elora reassured her. "Old Lady York, I've actually gained weight. Ever since Tatum became my private chef, he's been making sure I eat well every day. He cooks delicious meals for me, and I haven't had a stomachache in a long time. I've gained weight because I'm eating regular, balanced meals." She had been thinner before. Compared to then, she had put on a little weight. "You have a perfect figure, not fat at all," the old lady York said, standing up. "Elora, let's keep walking. Since you're here, treat it as a break, a little vacation. Don't think about work. Your sisters are independent now. Even if you're not at the company, everything will be fine. Enjoy this rare moment to rest. Sometimes, you need to take a step back. Your health is the most important thing." The old lady York took Elora's hand and led her out of the pavilion. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4264. Chapter 4264. As they walked, old lady York shared her health and wellness tips with Elora. Suddenly, old lady York's phone rang. She let go of Elora's hand, pulled out her phone, and glanced at the caller ID. With a smile, she said to Elora, "It's Tatum. He probably guessed you came to see me. That boy's sharp." She had 9 grandchildren, and not a single one was lacking in intelligence. Old Lady York took great pride in the smarts of her children and grandchildren. While some families might not always produce standout generations, the York family seemed to defy the odds. Each generation outshone the last, as if their ancestors were constantly looking out for them. Old Lady York answered the call. "Grandma, have you gone home yet?" Tatum asked. "Are you still at FC Manor?" Old Lady York replied, "Jasmine just gave birth, and I thought about going back to see her. But when I heard it was a boy, I decided to wait. I'll go back for the full moon celebration. Tell your dad and the others to prepare some nutritional supplements and send them to the Butcham family." The Yorks and the Butchams were close. Old Lady York treated Josh like her own grandson and had a soft spot for Jasmine. With Jasmine having a baby, it was only natural for the Yorks to send gifts. Tatum chuckled. "Grandma, you really do prefer girls over boys. This is Brother Josh's first child, though. Shouldn't it be special? You didn't even go back to see him." Old Lady York waved it off. "Everyone knows I'm on vacation. If I don't go back right away, no one will think twice about it. Besides, the newborn was a Butcham, not a York. Old Lady York could visit whenever she pleased. Even if she skipped the full moon celebration, no one would question her. I'll go back when your sister-in-law is about to give birth," Old Lady York added. "That'll be my first great-grandson." Tatum laughed. "I'll take a couple of days off then too. He'll be my first nephew, after all." Old Lady York glanced at Elora standing beside her and teased Tatum, "Can you even take time off? Miss Ormond can't seem to function without you. What if she gets hungry while you're gone?" Tatum replied, "I've trained my colleagues. They're chefs too, and with a few pointers from me, they can whip up the same dishes. Miss Ormond will manage for a couple of days. If she's free and willing to come back to Wiltspoon with me, that'd be even better. She's been showing more interest in our hometown lately. I just don't know if she'd accept the invitation. She's always so busy. If she only has 2 or 3 days, she won't get much rest and might end up more exhausted." His voice softened. "I'd feel bad about that." Old Lady York shot Elora a knowing smile and said to Tatum, "Anyway, why did you call? Let's not get sidetracked." After a brief pause, Tatum asked hesitantly, "Grandma, did Miss Ormond come to see you?" Old Lady York feigned innocence. "Why do you ask?" "I just had a feeling," Tatum admitted. "Miss Ormond isn't on a business trip, but she hasn't been home these past couple of days. She handed over her company duties to her sisters. Plus, she asked me a lot of questions about my fiancé the other night. I think she might have guessed that she's the one you picked for me. Miss Ormond's sharp." Old Lady York sidestepped his question and asked instead, "What's your attitude toward Elora? Do you like her?" Without hesitation, Tatum answered, "I came here for her. I'm devoted to her, so of course I like her." Tatum wasn't like Evan. Well, Evan wasn't a playboy, but he'd been fooled by Abby. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4265. Chapter 4265. If you're in love with her, why are you still keeping it a secret? If she asks, just tell her the truth. The old Lady York's smile faded as she reminded Tatum, "Don't make the same mistake as your older brother. He kept it hidden until his wife found out by accident and nearly left him over it." Tatum hesitated, then admitted, "Grandma, I'm afraid that if I tell her, she'll fire me. If that happens, and I have to leave the Ormond family, I won't have a chance to see her anymore. She's always so busy she wouldn't go out of her way for me." His voice softened. "I want to wait until she has feelings for me, until we fall in love. Then I'll tell her the truth that she's the one you chose for me. That I traveled all this way, not just to be her private chef, but to pursue her. Cooking for her isn't just about making sure she eats well, it's about building something real between us. A marriage without love wouldn't last. If there were no feelings, neither of them would go through with it. The old lady York smiled knowingly. Your concerns make sense. From what I know about Elora, if she had known your real intentions from the start, she would never have hired you. Then, she handed the phone to Elora. Elora had been walking with the old lady York the entire time, overhearing their conversation. She was caught off guard, but not angry. Tatum had earned his place as her private chef through skill alone. He competed with many candidates, passed every test, and only got the job after she personally interviewed him. And since then, he had been nothing but professional. Even after she learned he was the sixth young master of the York family, he never acted entitled or arrogant. He respected her, never crossing any lines. She had felt his affection for her, but even so, he had never overstepped. Now, hearing him say he had been afraid to confess, she understood. If he had confessed before she had feelings for him, she wouldn't have tolerated it. She would have kicked him out of the Ormond estate without a second thought, making sure they never crossed paths again. So many thoughts raced through her mind that she barely registered the old lady York holding out the phone. She blinked, stunned, as the older woman gestured for her to take it. Her cheeks flushed, as delicate as peach blossoms in early spring. Grandma York. Her form of address changed from Old Lady York to Grandma York. It felt warmer. More intimate. On the other end of the line, Tatum had sharp ears. The moment he heard her voice, his heart skipped a beat. For a split second, he panicked like a thief caught red-handed. His first instinct was to hang up. But he forced himself to stay still. Elora had gone to see his grandmother. She must have gotten an answer. And since she had been with Grandma York, she must have heard everything. There was no point in hiding it anymore. Elora, it's Tatum on the line, Grandma York said. You two should talk. And when you get back, talk in person. You're the type of person who needs clarity. You don't let questions linger. If you keep speculating, as you said yourself, it'll affect your mood and even your work. Elora slowly took the phone. I'll give you two some privacy, Grandma York said, tactfully stepping away to let them talk. Once she was gone, Elora took a deep breath, raised the phone to her ear, and tried to keep her voice steady. Tatum. Miss. I heard everything. You heard everything. They spoke at the same time. Then, silence. Married at First Sight Chapter 4266. Chapter 4266. Finally, Tatum broke the silence. Miss, you go first. Say what's on your mind. Elora hesitated, then said, I don't feel like I have much to say. I think I understand why you did what you did. Tatum replied, Miss, I'm sorry for keeping it from you. There's no need to apologize. I didn't know much about your background. If it weren't for a friend telling me, I wouldn't even have known you're the sixth young master of the York family. I tried investigating you twice, but I couldn't find anything concrete. Elora laughed at herself. I know there's always someone better, someone smarter. I couldn't uncover the truth, and I figured it was either you or your family covering your tracks. She paused, her voice softening. Tatum, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. I need a couple of days to sort through my thoughts. When I get back, we can talk face to face, okay? Tatum nodded understandingly. Of course. It's my fault, and I'm grateful you're not angry, yelling at me, or firing me. Miss, are you planning to stay there for a couple of days? He had assumed Elora would head home after getting her answers. Elora smiled faintly. It's a rare trip. Old Lady York is someone I've admired for a long time. I'd like to spend a couple of days with her, to see for myself if she's as wonderful as everyone says. Consider it a little vacation. I've been so busy lately I could use the break. Her sisters had been stepping up to share the family responsibilities, giving her the chance to relax occasionally. Tatum said warmly, "My grandma is the best in the world. Once you spend a couple of days with her, you'll see why everyone loves her." He had complete confidence in his grandmother's charm. Anyone who spent time with her came away impressed by her kindness, open-mindedness, and warmth. Of course, she also had a playful side that could leave people both amused and exasperated. "Hearing about someone isn't the same as experiencing it for yourself," Tatum added. "You'll see what I mean once you get to know her." Elora nodded. "That's all for now. I'll hang up first." Tatum replied, "Okay, miss. Enjoy your time. Ask my grandma to show you around. She knows all the best places to visit and where to find the most authentic local snacks." Elora smiled. "Will do." She ended the call first, knowing Tatum would have lingered otherwise. After hanging up, Elora walked back to where Old Lady York was waiting. Old Lady York looked at her curiously. "Elora, was that it? Did you finish your conversation so quickly?" Elora handed the phone back to her and said, "Emotional matters are better discussed face to face. If a phone call goes badly, both sides end up frustrated. With the distance between us, it's hard to communicate clearly, and that can lead to misunderstandings, sleepless nights, and unnecessary stress. It's better to handle these things in person." Old Lady York's eyes sparkled with approval. Elora was exactly the kind of granddaughter-in-law she had hoped for. She was perfect. Thankfully, Old Lady York had acted quickly and chosen Elora, sending Tatum on this journey to win her over. Even if it meant Tatum would stay far from Wiltspoon, as long as he was happy and thriving, the family would be content. Elora wasn't the type to be unreasonable. Old Lady York was confident she'd make time to visit Wiltspoon with Tatum in the future, keeping the family connected.